This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Carl Radl. That's R-A-D-L. He is the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader. And I hope that some of our listeners will consider contributing to our pledge drive. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. All righty, back to Carl, whose website is semiSemiticcontroversies.blogspot.com. And we're looking at The International Jew, a book, actually it was a series of newspaper articles that was compiled into a book called The International Jew. And we're talking about the Jewish plan to split society by ideas.
Yeah. This passage with the protocols to do with Nietzsche, Darwin, and Marx, and Rousseau, etc. Reality, it's an odd one, because the idea that Nietzsche, Darwin, and Marx were inspired by Jewish elders is obviously rather silly, but the fundamental truth of the assertion that the Jewish plan is to split society by ideas is a very, very apt one, because Cameron and Leibold talk about the fact that what Jews do is they present an attractive idea, as they call it. They present an idea. They say, you know, socialism is a good example. Great idea. Workers' rights, and so on and so forth. Workers' control. A society with no money, and so on and so forth. However, that is in reality a pipe dream. But it is a very attractive pipe dream because it plays to all the things we want to believe, not which are necessarily true, but things we would like to believe are true. I mean, it's like believing that the moon is a space base for blood drinking aliens like Ike does. It's basically a belief, something we'd like to believe, but is manifestly untrue. But nevertheless, we want to believe it, so therefore we do believe it because it allows us to escape from the reality that we are otherwise faced with. So you could say the socialist idea that we are all, also the Marxist common citation of, you know, the opening of the masses is religion, is in a sense correct in that regard, because all it says is the opening of the masses is whatever we want to believe is the case, not necessarily what is the case. And although Marx used religion, you can apply it an awful lot wider than that. You can use it in terms of neoconservatism, the belief in the just world, the belief that that there is a massive group of Nazis in South America seeking to conquer the world, as you do get people who seriously believe in that kind of thing,
which is so silly.
Yeah, of course it's silly, but nevertheless, there is a liberal radio host called Dave Emery in the United States who seriously believes that and believes the Nazis were behind 9/11 and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You get all sorts believing in anything that seems to them to explain things to allow them to escape from reality, and that's exactly what Cameron and Leibold are talking about. That if you present people with lots and lots of different ideas of this type, what they call attractive ideas, then lots of people will be siphoned off, and they'll believe that, and they'll be quite happy to just sort of sit there their whole life, believe that, promote the flat earth, what have you, and go from there.
Yes. All righty. We do have to go to a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Carl Radl.
sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Carl Rattle. He is the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader. His website is SemiticController.blogspot.com. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. And we do have some callers lining up, Carl, but go ahead and finish your thoughts.
If you have these attractive ideas, then essentially it forces people, as I said, to sort of sit there and do what they, and just sit there, and they basically render them harmless. It's a bit like the idea, for example, in the Soviet Union and communist states, whereby you have state-sponsored religion. They regard it as essentially harmless. You know, people can do whatever they like in the spiritual, but as soon as that religion becomes political, they stamp on it very, very quickly. It's the same principle at work. So all they're doing is making sure that by splitting people, into what we call these attractive ideas segments, then they become harmless and they can be easily dealt with if they do become a threat. Because all they need to do is stamp on a particular segment of an attractive idea, as in the anti-communist epoch in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And you can stop it altogether. But then, if it requires you to, you can lift your foot off, in the metaphorical term, and you can stamp on another one. Because, say, in the 1650s, you had a situation where anti-communism was in sort of a, and it was fading in the set in terms of the youth. So what do? They no longer become an anti-communist. They become anti-fascist and anti-communist. So they're opposed to anti-communism and fascism, but at the same time, they are pro-social change. So they reinvent themselves in that aspect and allow them to, shall we say, to challenge everything and to evolve according to what the situation dictates, which is what I believe Hammond and Leibold are actually getting at. Perhaps they don't express it as well as they could do, but nevertheless, it's fundamentally a very, very clever point to make, and one that shows an awful lot of insight into how the Jewish mind works.
And you can see a lot of politicians use those kinds of tactics.
Yes, they do.
Yes, particularly the word change and going new directions, when in fact they all go the very same direction, yes. Just at different speeds. Very interesting.
Karen. I was going to say, have you ever read Leo Strauss?
Yes, I'm familiar with him, and he was a mentor for so many of our neoconservative, such as Irving Irving Kristol, and some of the other Bill Kristol. A lot of people, follow his theories and his tactics. And he taught. Where did he teach? At the University of Chicago.
Yes, but essentially he was a the important part of his theory for this particular context is the idea that you can say what you can argue the complete opposite of something, but by dressing it up in the idea of the Constitution, American values, First Amendment, etc., you can make it appeal to someone when it's in fact doing the exact opposite.
Yes, which is what the neoconservative agenda is. And he kind of introduced that deception in politics where, go ahead and use all those terms and knowingly be deliberately deceiving as to what your objectives are.
Yes, because, for example, the Democratic Party, if you read an awful lot of their literature, is effectively the Communist Party. An awful lot of their constituents are using ideas derived from Marxism and its kind of milieu, particularly around, as commonly said, the Frankfurt School, and the idea that there is such a thing as critical race studies, white privilege, the idea that blacks were only enslaved, and so on and so forth. And the Republican Party is sort of a dictatorial neoliberal in sort of a concept of as we talked about previously, a sort of diluted Trotskyism combined with Strauss's ideas of going out and conquering the world while at the same time doing a patriotic drum, if you like, which is kind of ironic, but considering Trotsky was an absolute foe of any kind of nationalism whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
All righty. Why don't we take a call? Let's take Patrick in North Carolina. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I was listening earlier. I'm not sure, but I thought I heard your guest say that he was a Christian Jew. Is that right, or did I mishear?
No. I'm not Jewish.
Okay. I was trying to get that straight because I thought, did he just say he was a Christian? Or maybe he was just using that as an example then.
I think I'm using the example.
Okay. Very good. I'm enjoying the show, and I was wanting to point out that I, for one, am one of the people who are grounded in reality, and I do not look to believe in fantasies. I don't want to believe in things that aren't real, so I'm constantly in search of the truth, doing a lot of reading, and I've been researching the subject for the about the past 10 to 12 years, and I've read a book called Henry Ford and the Jews by Neil Baldwin. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yes, that one by Public Affairs, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That was quite an eye opener. It starts out talking about how the ADL was able to suppress books of the Merchant of Venice and get those pulled from public school libraries, and how they were able to suppress the schools that prevent the plays from being put on of the Merchant of Venice. And it is a very powerful organization. And anyway, I'll get back to listening and enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was going to point out that Patrick's actual comment, it comes from one of the articles in the International Jew called The Jewish Right to Put Studies Out of School, when it gives a list of all the instances where the Merchant of Venice has been suppressed from 1907 to 1919, just because of the character Shylock, of course.
Right, Interesting. And now they can also use their influence to put things into the school that they want students to believe.
Very much so. I mean, Baldwin actually argues that this taking out of, you know, all these anti-Jewish concepts out of school that Paul tended to promote was actually removed prejudice, and it was a good thing. However, all it actually did was remove critical opinions and make history as the sole province of pro-Jewish opinions. It's a bit like Jewish studies is today. It's a situation which National Socialist Jewish scholars on the Jewish question actually pointed out as early as 1920s that having Jews talk about Jews is kind of self-defeating, because there is no criticality involved in there, because you'll never get a strong criticism, because they're not going to criticize themselves now, are they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Never happened.
Do you want to call, or do you want me to...
Talks about anti-Semitism in America. And will it appear in the U.S.? What are your views on that?
Well, will it appear in the U.S.? It's already appeared, quite frankly. It's come back. And it's kind of the prediction made by a couple of people in the early 2000s that you would begin to see people coming out and saying enough is enough. The Jews are a problem. The Jews are behind an awful lot of our problems. And you've got that with the Israel lobby debate, because the Israel lobby debate, for lack of a better term, it basically says a Jewish conspiracy to help Israel. That is the substance of the actual debate. However, we can dress it up in scholarly language to include the Zionist Christians as well, to make it seem, okay, it's not all about Jews, it's about pro-Jewish opinions. And the
right, yes, that is quite a big faction. I mean, there are millions of Christian Zionists.
Yeah. Well, the fact we can talk about a conspiracy among Jews now, without being shouted down as a conspiracy theorist, as a moron, as a, you know, a troglodyte, is a massive breakthrough. And it was caused by the famous book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, and the consequent intellectual wars that are still raging between those on the pro, the idea that the Israel Lobby doesn't exist, and those who argue that it does. And there's an awful lot of people who argue that it does, and they haven't been able to be silenced. The ADL has not been able to, ADL and the AJC have not been able to do what they did with Paul Finley in the 1980s and simply crush it underneath a wealth of scorn. Because Mearsheim and Wolf have fought back, and they've got an awful lot more support than Finley had in the 1980s. And that's allowed them to sort of begin to renormalize anti-Jewish opinions in the United States. And you've had a small flowering of work on the subject from academics on the left, on the right, and so on and so forth. It's it's good time for living in, I think.
Right. All righty. We do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093, 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Today is Carl Rattle. He is the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader. His website is SemiticController.blogspot.com. And we're discussing the International Jew, which was a compilation of several articles that appeared in the Detroit, what newspaper was that? The Detroit
Independent.
Oh, right. And talking about anti-Semitism in the United States, and that it has reappeared, or if it ever was
it sort of went away for a while, because you had a strong offensive in the 60s, 70s, and 80s against it, because it felt that to be critical of Jews was contrary to the evidence. So you had an awful lot of Marxist academics, you had liberal academics, all proclaiming this, these different ideas, that were going to save the world and create a new world, if you like. And you have a situation now where this has gone completely, it's gone completely sideways, and there is no way that, someone can offer you an easy solution anymore. So people have begun, ironically, just after the publication of the whole Israel lobby fiasco, to ask fundamental questions about why do all the names in the top of the 2008 crash happen to be Jewish, or how many of them, why are they so overrepresented? why would such a minority be so represented in the banking industry? Why are they so represented in government? Why are we giving billions of dollars to Israel just because it's Israel? But hang on a minute. We have Americans on the breadline. We have people who can't afford anything. So why are we giving all this money to Israel, to the Jews? And why are we giving, you know, why are we giving all the support? Why are we starting wars for Israel? It's causing a whole series of questions to be asked that fundamentally is beginning to alter the American intellectual landscape once again. In a way that that historically you can only really see in America, or certainly in American history anyway, in the 1920s, when you had the high tide of anti-Jewish sentiment, with, you know, you had all sorts of people who were, very intelligent people who were promoting, the European anti-Semitic point of view. And Jews were having a really hard time fighting them, because you can't fight every, because if, shall we say, you have the Jewish reaction to it is never, okay, you're right on this, but you're not right on this. It's always, you're wrong about everything. And it's very easy to discredit Jews for that reason, because they don't, if in military terms, they have a habit of statically defending a position. They don't budge from it. So it's very easy for you to go around that position and sort of, shall we say, surround them and disprove them, because they don't move. They don't tell you, they don't offer much resistance in that regard if you know what to do. And you've seen it in, again, in the Israel lobby wars, in that those who oppose the Israel lobby thesis have a very hard time of it, because they are standing up, basically effectively standing on top of a hill, shouting at everyone, saying it's all a lie. But at the same time, there's all this proof that has been accumulated, even just over the last couple of years, that the Israel lobby is a fact. Jewish authors repeatedly admit it, and it's not just any authors. You've got the World Congress of Jewish Organizations, of presidents of Jewish organizations. They've admitted it more than once, in pretty much in writing, that this thing exists. And you've got NORPAC, AIPAC, and the fact that Obama had to proclaim himself as the candidate for Israel says it all. I mean, to someone who is opposed to Obama, the fact that he is going to AIPAC and saying, "Oh, I'm the best friend Israel ever had, and I'm going to give you, I'm in effect going to give you a blank check to attack Iran," by saying that we'll have a sea change in policy, effectively means that people are going to start questioning why are we doing this? Why is Obama this, quote, anti-Israel lobby person, as he marked himself during this campaign? Why is he doing this all of a sudden? Because the Israel lobby is a fact. If the Israel lobby is a fact, then how can you not identify the fact that Jews are your principal opponent? Much as in the 1880s, in Germany, Austria, France, you had a situation where people had just begun to identify Jews as an extra-national force, and therefore as a traitorous element, as an element that would betray the country that they resided in for gold, you know, for the benefit of Jews, anything. And that led to all sorts of things later on. In 20, 30 years, you had the Action Française, you had the rise of mass anti-Semitism in Germany, you had anti-Semitic organizations all over the world. You had Jews being killed in the Middle East by Arabs, which is often forgotten, and vice versa. And it snowballs. It starts off with something quite small. In this case, it started off with the whole Israel lobby debate, which has then, as I said, normalized anti-Semitic discussion in the public domain.
Which is very good. That is a very good thing. Alrighty, we are going to be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor, and we'll take some calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Carl Rattle. He is the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader. His website is SemiticController.blogspot.com, and we do have some callers. Did you want to conclude some remarks before we take a call?
Well, all in all, the International Jew is a very useful piece of information. It's a very useful source. It needs to be used with care because it is based on principles, and the principles are, regardless of whether you believe them or not, problematic. But as such, it's a very useful guide as to where to go in terms of your thinking. So you can read the International Jew, and it will give you a general guide as to, okay, well, what about this? What about that? Oh, it mentions this. Can I look at that? Kind of thing. So you can take it where you like, and it will give you an idea of exactly how you should be thinking, as well as the kind of positions and factual points that you can actually make and make very well with a very little research, for example, on the whole bootlegging thing and that kind of position. And as such, it allows you to fight the Jew wherever you find it, in a forum, in your local store, in your church. You can combat their, shall we say, their discourse by adding your own points that you've learned from Henry Ford, and understanding via him how to think and how they think and how to fight that thinking. It's really that simple when it comes down to it.
Right. Yes, I agree. All righty. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana and your guest. What I've been seeing now for the last few years, RBN is doing a gigantic work in bringing clarity to the issues and cutting through all the propaganda that has been now for over 100 years, has been misleading so many people. But my question is, the people of this one racial group, the Jewish group, they are only a very small minority. And from that small minority, the real instigators, they are, again, just a small minority. And they, on their own, they never could accomplish this kind of a control over the people of the world unless they have a whole army of willing followers and executioners.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they are feeding on the lowest traits among the people, on greed, on envy, on hate. And then by bringing young people up, and I just look at the aspect, for example, you know, at one time they had comics, you know, now they got video games. And there in the hate laws it states it's a criminal offense to entice hatred against an identifiable group of people. But what do they, for example, with the video games, what do they train young people? Killing.
Yeah.
Killing other human beings. Shouldn't that be addressed and those companies are being put out of business that are marketing those kind of this kind of entertainment?
I think they do that in conjunction with the Pentagon. The Pentagon is behind a lot of those video games and their design.
And as I say, you know, it is not just only one small group. They have to have many many willing followers and helpers. You know, so we have to look right at the grassroots level, put our foot down and say that it is unacceptable, for example, in a community to take actions and do activity that's detrimental for the community as a whole, immediately and in the long run. So that's where the personal responsibility comes in again.
Okay, Carl, your thoughts on what Werner has said.
Werner's quite correct. To use an example I know that's close to Werner's heart, a good example, in the Hungarian 133 days of Bela Kun, the people who enacted the Jewish policies of Bela Kun and Joseph Pogány, they were common Hungarians, but they were largely criminals, and they were largely people who, they weren't very bright, or they had some kind of ulterior motive for doing what they did. And they, for example, the Lenin boys would just simply went around Hungary massacring people. And that's the kind of thing you're up against. People who believe in what the Jews tell them to do, because it's a Jew telling them to do it. People who want to believe and sort of do because they don't have anything else. And you sort of have to offer them, as Werner said, something else, an alternative, something different from what they're used to. And in many respects, it's very difficult to do that.
And sometimes it's necessary as an alternative for those kind of elements within the population to offer them as the alternative a big stick.
Yes, agreed.
Basically tell them, don't go down that road, you know.
Yeah, I mean there should be consequences, and as I talked about before, this lack of understanding of consequences is actually a Jewish weakness, because they will say something, do something, and then they won't understand why there is a massive consequence afterwards. Why, you know, Gentiles react so badly to being called sheep, to being called animals, to being told that they are going to have sex with animals because they're not human, that they're not fully human. And that kind of thing, which is in the Mishnah, by the way. And the same thing with communism, the same thing with, as you said, you talked about the games, the Pentagon games, the fact that they are more or less training American youth to fight for Israel. They're not training them to fight for America, to fight for American values, the Constitution. If they are fighting, they're training them to kill, you know, Arabs for Israel, effectively, to sort of allow Israel to expand and to create its what the long prophesied domination of the Jews over the world, which is integral both to Judaism and Zionism.
And at the same time, there have to be the so-called religious zealots, you know, that basically justify the killing, for example, of Palestinian people in order for the sake of the so-called state of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, if it would have been, if the same atrocities would have happened in Iran or in any other Arab country, NATO would have been already there full force.
Oh, yes.
Those NATO countries have allowed the killing of Palestinian people, the taking away of their homeland now for over 60 years. And NATO and the United Nations do nothing. So basically those organizations, they have become criminal organizations.
Agreed. Although I would add that the United States, you know, sorry, United Nations was a criminal organization to start out with, really.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Well, as I say, we have to examine, you know.
Yes.
And most of us, we have been brainwashed. And all those, the damage that has been done through decades of brainwashing during our life, we have to start dealing with it.
Yes.
And that's where Diane and many of your hosts there on RBN and many others, the Truth Seekers, that's where they have done a tremendous job. And I hope that there is going to come an awakening. But I hope it won't be too late.
Thank you, Werner. Appreciate your call and your comments. All righty. Let's take Sheila in Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Gianna. And I want to say hi to your guest, Carl, as well. I'm just calling because I just want to reiterate a little bit of what you were talking about, Freemasonry, and regarding the link with Judaism. I just want to state something here that was written in the Jewish Tribune back in New York back in October the 28th, 1927, and it states, my quote, Masonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teaching of Judaism from Masonic ritual and what is left. And also a well-known rabbi, Isaac Weiss, he was empathetic when he concluded, and I quote, Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. And also, I was doing some research about morals and dogma, which I believe Albert Pike wrote.
Yes.
Okay. And he brings out that the god of Freemasonry is Satan. And so what I want to get at, my point is that, you know, I don't know if people realize this or not, but there are a lot of pastors out there that are high-ranking Freemasons. And there are a lot of people that attend each and every religious facility that are high-ranking Freemasons that have very high positions in, like in the councils that basically oversee that those churches. And so I just think that's an important point to bring out. I was wondering what your guest thinks about that.
The Jewish connection to Freemasonry, it's a very obvious one in the fact that if you read the various histories of Freemasonry that are written by Freemasons themselves, you'll find that, as you say, they always link it back to Judaism. They list themselves as coming from the founders of the builders of the Temple of Solomon and that kind of thing. And the idea that that Masons are not going to operate as a Jewish proxy sect. And there have been, as you kind of sort of pointed out, that actually Jewish Mason groups, for example, the United Mizrahi Lodge in the UK was one of them. The Lodge of B'nai B'rith, the origin of the ADL, is another one. The Sons of the Covenant, if you like. And you're right in that a lot of American Christians, as have historically, they sort of come from the British tradition of being sort of congruent with Freemasonry, and as such promote Jewish ideas within their congregations without their congregations realizing it. And I don't know if you've come across it, but there was a book written in 1962 by I can't remember his name, a British Christian who wrote it's called Darkness Visible, and it's an excellent little discussion of the link between Judaism, Freemasonry, and how it's impossible to be a Christian and to be a Freemason at the same time, such an extent that a Freemason actually replied in book form to him, and I really can't remember his name off the top of my head, but essentially you're correct, and yes, I have actually checked the quotes you used before, because I have seen them used, and they are genuine, and Wise, who actually opposed Henry Ford, I might add, did actually say that, because there's an awful lot of, as you probably know, there's an awful lot of quotes floating around, some of which are genuine, some of which are not, but both of those ones you've used are genuine.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Dan, if I could just say one more thing, please.
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Have you ever read the book The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a great book. Did you ever consider having him on your program?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I would love if you could have him on your program.
Yeah, I think I have emailed him, but I didn't receive a response, so I will follow up on that. And you're mentioning that many high-ranking Freemasons are also high-ranking Christians. Billy Graham was a high-ranking Freemason.
Thank you.
And Henry Luce of Time magazine promoted him right after World War II.
Thank you for saying that, because that I've tried to tell many Christians that, and they're like, oh, humbug, no, he isn't. Where are you getting your information from? And thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me.
It's legitimate information.
Yes. Yes, I actually seen his name on one of the Masonic sites. I don't think a Masonic site would put his name down unless it was genuine.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, well, I just want to just say one more thing about the call. Your guest brought out the B'nai B'rith. He brought out the ADL. Also, the ACLU is also has Masonic affiliations. The ACLU.
Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of any Masonic affiliations.
No.
Okay, that's something for thought. Well, I just want to thank you very much, Deanna, for having me on, and thank you. Your guest is bringing out a lot of wonderful information, and I thoroughly enjoyed you on the earlier show, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, and have a blessed this coming, we're having this Sunday. Is Palm Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Both of you have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you. You, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Go ahead, Carl.
I was going to point out that something she said was actually there's another book I remember, which is called Evangelism Inc., which is a 1960s expose of Billy Graham, and it actually mentions the fact he is a Freemason or he's linked with Freemasonry in it. So the caller might be interested in actually picking that one up, because you can pick it up on I think eBay for about $5 or something.
Great. All righty. Let's take Steve real quick in Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi. good morning. Good afternoon. I am enjoying the show. I just wanted to make a distinction. I thought it was important, and I've become more aware of this when I'm speaking of these things. I think it's important to use the term Zionist rather than Jewish, you know, because I think a lot of times people may be confused between the true Torah loving blood Hebrew and Jewish people versus the Zionists. Zionism is not Judaism. I've seen that phrase, and I agree with that. So it's just I think it's important to maybe use that term, because a lot of people who are misled, and many Christians who don't know the difference and such, they wouldn't know the difference, and I think that's just something that's good to remember.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. Be back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Today has been Carl Rattle. He is the author of Communism and the Jews, a source reader. His website is Semitic Controversies, all one word, SemiticController.blogspot.com. And Carl, would you like to respond to what Steve, the caller, said just before the break?
Of course. I disagree with Steve, actually. I understand what he says. But it's based on a fundamental misunderstanding of Zionism and Judaism. And he's right in the sense that Zionism is not Judaism. That's true. However, Zionism is simply the expression of Judaism. By that, I mean rather more, simply, that Zionism does nothing that Judaism does not want to do. However, Jews like what Harry says, the Torah true Jews, the ones who do not wish to, shall we say, create the situation whereby the Messiah turns up, they only differ in when, not if. That's the key. Because what they seek to do is they are waiting till the Messiah turns up and then Jews rule the world. Zionists, and religious Zionists in particular, want to, as Zionist Christians want to do, is to basically provoke the Messiah returning by returning themselves to Israel, and therefore creating the end times, or what Jews call the messianic epoch, when Jews rule the world in Hashem's name. Or in Christian terms, when Jesus comes back and the tribulation happens, etc., etc. And that's the problem. I understand why he does it. I understand, in the way, acknowledge that there is a need to distinguish between a Zionist and Jew, but at the same time, they are not as distinct as I think he would like to believe them to be. But again, that's his opinion, and I would challenge him to look at Judaism and Zionism and to tell me where the Torah true Jew truly differs from, say, a Torah true Zionist. If he wants to look it up, try the aptly named Rabbi Kook, the first Ashkenazim chief rabbi of Israel, who provided the basis for revisionist Zionists and some of the hardcore settlers who want to kill everyone who isn't Jewish. Effectively, that's his teaching. But he would view himself as Torah true as the NK in New York than their beliefs. And if you look at their arguments, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, if you like.
Okay. Well, that is pretty good description, and I tend to agree, because when it gets right down to it, they pretty much stick together, and and if a Jewish person opposes Israel or those policies, they are basically ostracized by the entire community. So it's a very select group that wants to stick together. Well, thank you so much, Carl, for being on the program today.
No, it's no problem. Sorry for being a bit late.
Oh, that's okay. No problem. All righty. Hope we can do this again. Thank you so much.
Happy to.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you on Monday.